Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my gosh, it's election week. Can you even believe that it is here? Tomorrow is election day, which makes today election eve. It's November. I guess you guys did a show in November already.
We did. Yeah, we talked about the fact that there were no major October surprises, which was great.
No major October surprises. Is that true? I was thinking today, like, all of the things that we kind of braced ourselves for with the election, like this could happen, that could happen. They tried to kill Trump twice that we know of. We don't know of we're not batting 1,000 on knowing the threats to Donald Trump's life, right? That's a given.
Oh yeah,
right.
I mean, I would think that that's any, not just president, like, but like anybody who's served in high levels of government authority. I mean, the people who are provided Secret Service protection, Mike Pompeo. We know that there are hits out on his life from foreign countries who hate him. That's just kind of the way it ends up being, but. They worked really, really hard to try to stop Donald Trump on a wide variety of different places. And even if the people who are the person, I guess, who shot at Donald Trump in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, even if it was just one person, we have a climate that is ripe for that type of behavior. And God willing, Donald Trump is still here. We'll still be here tomorrow, and we are excited to see what ends up happening. 97.1, top to bottom, online, on air, everywhere, is going to have the best coverage in the business for making sure that you are up to date on these national results, of course. So if you're on the move and you're not able to park it in front of a television and watch the returns come in, it's super exciting to do it. It's very nerve-wracking. But 97.1 is going to have that coverage for you. Also, Missouri and Illinois elections. There are a lot of things going on in Missouri. Illinois is kind of calm this cycle because they do their big statewide elections in the midterm cycle. We're going to have great coverage tomorrow. Why don't you just tell us about the on-air broadcast on 97.1, Ryan?
Sure. Starting at 6 o'clock, we're going to be in national coverage for just an hour, and then 7 o'clock, all of a sudden, boom, right back to local. So if you are going to be, obviously, there are a lot of places, there are a lot of sources you can get the big national results, but the local sources are just a handful. So we invite you to come here, especially to find out the Missouri results, because there are a lot of them this year. And Mark Reardon is going to handle them all night. Of course, we're going to talk about everything, though, not just local. Everything that you can think of, we'll be covering it.
And then online on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, I'm going to be creating today the live stream for tomorrow. We will be covering the results as they come in. And online with the Annie Fry YouTube channel, we're essentially going to be having a watch party with you. So you might be listening to 97.1. You might be watching Fox News. Also online with 7 different tabs open, looking at the New York Times results or the AP results or whatever it is. We're going to be doing the exact same thing that you'll be doing, but we would love to hang out with you. So I'm going to get that stream created here. We'll let you know as soon as we do. And you can go just give yourself that notification, subscribe to the Annie Fry YouTube channel, and set the reminder for when we go live. I think right now we're thinking about 7:30 p.m. tomorrow. But the beautiful thing about doing stuff online is we can be more flexible than on air, and we have every intention of doing so. We're also going to, on our Annie Fry YouTube live broadcast, be dipping in and out of the actual 97.1 coverage that's going to be coming from the 97.1 studio that we're in right now. So we will have the opportunity to bring whatever the Mark Reardon show is doing, specifically with some of those Missouri returns as they come in. We'll be able to throw that into the stream.
And by the way, you know, we talked to you, you know, hey, if you're in your car, you're at work, whatever, on tomorrow night, we got you covered on the radio. But if you are one of those people, like Annie just said, you're going to be sitting there with probably multimedia, not just at your computer. You have your TV on, you probably got your radio on, you got your computer in front of you, and you have a bunch of tabs open. One of those tabs you should have open is 971talk.com, because everything that Annie just said and I said is all going to be right there on the homepage. So you can kind of flash back and forth between several different things by just having that one tab up.
Like a home base.
Of our website, mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm excited. I mean, I'm so excited. I'm really nervous. If you follow me on X/Twitter, if you have, it's at Annie Fry Show. Every time I start to feel nervous and anxious about it, I tweet out, have you prayed for your country today? Because, I mean, it is, those tweets are 100% correlated with my anxiety. So when I'm scrolling through Twitter and there's like so much information and like you see a lot of these tweets, and you, this is the problem, is that the feed that you have is catered to you. You've curated that conglomerate of information. Mine is catered to me, and I follow people who say things that likely I want to hear. I definitely want to hear it from them, but they also talk about things that I want to hear about. But I also follow people on the left who I trust with the way they present information. So is there opinion involved in it? Yes. But I like to see what the people who don't see it the way I do are saying, but I don't want to see it from the crazies. I am very, very done with the crazies, and they come from both sides. Mm-hmm. There are crazies on my side. There are crazies on the other. I don't want crazy. I think that the country is actually getting to the place, and God willing, we see this materialize in the results. I think our country is really, really sick and tired of other people trying to do the thinking for you. That you're ready to just consume information, whatever information you want to. You would really appreciate and respect the people who are willing to serve up truth and facts to you so that you can do your own thinking. The problem that has gotten us to the point where we are here on Monday, November 4th of 2024, the problem is that information is such a commodity today that we have created an entire media structure that uses that commodity, that trades in that commodity, to affect some sort of pre-desired outcome, which means the truth is always out there. The people at MSNBC, they know the truth because they can't do what they need to do with that information until they know where the starting point is. And the starting point is always a simple piece of fact. It's a simple piece of truth. And if they don't like that truth, now they know the assignment. And Americans have woken up to that. Now there have, because the mainstream, the network media outlets have so filtered truth and information. Man, I'm sitting in the hotel room this weekend, went to the state volleyball tournament, very, very proud of, I think it's 152 elementary schools in the state of Illinois. Our volleyball team finished fourth place.
Congrats.
It's That's a awesome. Very, very amazing weekend. I've watched some of these girls in this team go through so much to push through to get to that. And, you know, we played in the semifinal game to get into the state championship game. And I don't know how much y'all know about volleyball. We won the first set 27-25. I think we lost the second set 25-21. And we lost the third set 25-18, I think. All three really good games to Stewardson, which is a little town in central Illinois. Southern Illinois represent. But when you go, you've talked about this before, like the stories that cut through. When you're in tournament weekend, you're somewhere else, you're in a foreign land, you're in a hotel, you're eating out all the time, everything is upside down, and some stories kind of cut through. Well, I'm sitting in the hotel room, and the Donald Trump comments on Liz Cheney are circling the Twitter toilet. And I'm like, what is this? What did he say? And then I hear what he said, and I'm like, what are they saying that he said?
Yeah.
And I'm watching the most high-profile people come out and just hitch their wagon to the biggest pile of bologna sausage you've ever seen in suggesting, the suggestion is that Donald Trump wanted Liz Cheney to go in front of a firing squad. And there is nothing further than the truth. And the actual ironic thing here is that Donald Trump was making a classical liberal point by saying Liz Cheney is a war hawk that wants to send your kids into battle. How would she like it if she were the one who was being sent into battle? How would she like it if she were the one who was having to face down the threats that she so willfully will send your child in front of? How would she like it? That's something the left used to, that was like standing on principle. The protests that I've seen from the generation that came before me were centered a lot around the principle of, what are we doing here? Why is American blood being sent out for this? And Donald Trump, the guy on the right side of the aisle, is the one saying, we need to stop being in these wars. And you could go back and look at his actual resume of things that he's actually done as the commander of chief. He got us into no new wars. And Kamala Harris is supported by the Cheneys, and the left's like, yay, Cheneys? This is the upside down. You have entered the upside down, and we can make it right side up tomorrow. In a big, big, big way. The leftist media, David Muir, who is not, he is a robot. Like, I think he's an animatronic.
ABC guy.
Yes.
Yeah, the guy maybe. That did the debate. Yeah.
I mean, seriously, watch him. He is an animatronic made for a Disney World attraction. And they're like, that doesn't even look real. Get
yeah, when
that
I
out
say
of here.
Guy,
put
I
him
meant,
on ABC.
Yeah, I meant humanoid robot.
Yes.
Yeah.
Robot overlords. Send him to ABC Network News and debates. David Muir goes on there and leads with. Do you know? I did not know that he was anchor of ABC News, maybe until he did the debate.
Yeah, that's what I figured it out, too.
I don't know who this guy is, and I still don't think he's real. I still think he's a program. On a program.
Mm-hmm.
And he leads. Why is his head always turned to the side when he's talking to you? Why can't he look at me straight on? Watch him. He turns his head a little bit. What's his jawline doing? That's not a real jawline. That's not real. You don't look at a man like that and go, yeah. It's not real. David Muir, with his eyebrow up and his head turned to the side and his jawline staring at you with the bullcrap that he's spewing into your living room, talking about how irresponsible it is for Donald Trump to be saying Liz Cheney should be in front of a firing squad. I'm like, get the heck out of here. What do you... Why... You are such a dishonest person. It's not a matter of... A perspective on a story. It is a 100% definitive choice. He's making an active participatory choice in trying to deceive you because David Muir doesn't want Donald Trump to get elected. And this is your network news. This is the stuff that was on television when you were growing up at grandma and grandpa's house, and it was on because you had 7 channels and you needed to know what was happening locally at 5 and nationally or globally at 6. These are the people you trusted. You didn't have the internet to Google things. And how ironic that while you have the ability to have all of the information at your fingertips, like you couldn't check that stuff when we were growing up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
You just trusted him.
You trusted him and you just felt your gut.
Yes.
And you're like, I can't really prove that something seems off here.
Yeah, maybe you subscribed to Newsweek magazine and you flipped through it to just compare notes. But those people had much more ability to lie and deceive you. Now, David Muir and his freaking jawline are out there lying to you through his perfectly white teeth. And you can just tell, you can just go listen to Trump yourself. You can go find what Donald Trump said yourself and go, David Muir, that's not just a bad take. That's a lie. You're a liar. You're deceiving people who aren't willing to do the work. And that's what it's come down to. And there are people who are A, not willing to do the work, and there are people who are B, know that he's lying and are glad that he's lying to the people who won't do the work.
I understand that he had a bent in that story, and he was trying to lead you down a path that you would think something that wasn't there. But at least he was able to set that aside for the debate and be nonpartisan.
That dog food's getting to you. Do you know how many people I've shown the dog food video to?
I hope zero.
I'm like, have you seen the dog food video? Man, every Lutheran school across the state of Illinois, I'm like, can I introduce you to my friend Ryan Wiggins? He ate dog food.
You know what? That's only going to be beneficial to me if Big Bone Company comes along and does one of the sponsorship.
Wild Bone Company?
Yeah, whatever they call it.
Big Bone. Them and Large Deborah.
You know what?
You might
though?
Be on to something there.
You know
it's
what?
It's the
though?
Big Bone Company, and you're like, what does this do?
I'll buy it. It sounds good.
Helps
sounds
you gain
wholesome.
Weight.
That story you're talking about, though, what's amazing about that one is that it is uniquely positioned that there are some leftists, not all, of course, not David Muir and not many others, but there are some leftists on Twitter who are like influencers. This is what they do. Calling out other leftists on Twitter going, look, there are a plethora of reasons that we all hate Donald Trump. I think Bill Maher said this. We don't like this guy. He's very inarticulate. He has to explain away some of the things he says, you know, like all this stuff. That's true. But that comment, you're just lying about. These are leftists saying this to leftists.
Like the main leftists.
Yes.
Like, knock it off. And not just the leftists, but the neocon right. I've seen so many of the people who have gone out and said, like, Donald, like, I'm Kamala Harris is the lesser of two evils here. Like, I could never support a Trump, blah, blah, blah. But they're known for being probably the Bill Kristol-esque Newsweek. Was he with Newsweek or something like that? What is this publication?
Yeah, I know. Yeah,
but the Bulwark.
I don't know. These are the people who are, like, staunch, old hat Republicans who hate Trump more than they've ever hated a Democrat in their life. And they're like, that's not what he said. That's not what he said. I feel like we're at that point where Republicans and Democrats and independents, people who have to make their bills, people who know that they got to work hard, people who want to be independent of having to rely on the government for every provision in their life, they're finally saying, I think I'd like to think for myself. I don't need you to fearmonger me into being extra afraid of Donald Trump again on Sunday and on Monday and on Tuesday. I'm capable of thinking for myself, and I think then I'm going to make sure that you understand that. And God willing, say your prayers that the country chooses to send us in a direction that fortifies especially the Bill of Rights. It's election eve, and I'm so excited to be here. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to speak with Congressman Mark Alford. He is Missouri's 4th Congressional District Representative in Congress, and we're going to talk to him about the importance of voting across the state of Missouri. Missouri, you have a lot of important decisions to make here on a statewide basis, but of course on a national basis as well. U.S. Representative Mark Alford next. Don't go away.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's recognize what I think a couple of your guests have already said, which is the Trump voter is a different voter today than the Republican voter of 20 years ago. In fact, the Trump voter of today was a Democratic voter of 20 years
ago. Many
of
them.
And going back to Pennsylvania, if you get those people in the middle of the state, blue collar jobs, middle class people to turn out, right, then Trump wins. And it's very hard for pollsters to do that because it's new. It's not patterns that you've seen in the past.
Well, that is a former Securities Exchange Commissioner, Jay Clayton, talking about the importance of showing up and showing out, because the electorate, as we understand it right now, it's not the same as elections in the past. And the fact that we've had Donald Trump on the ballot now for 3 cycles, it's been different each and every time. Our YouTube live chat poll, and we want you to come hang out with us there and say hi. Also vote right in the live chat portion of today's live broadcast. Are you a Trump voter? You're a repeat Trump voter, a first-time Trump voter, you're not a Trump voter, or you're not a voter at all. We want to know from you where you fall the day before Election Day. How important is it to get out there and vote? Well, let's talk to our next guest about it. Congressman Mark Alford. He's a representative of Missouri's 4th Congressional District. Congressman, thank you for being here today. It's good to have you.
Well, thank you so much, Annie. We're out on the road right now in the 4th Congressional District, going town by town, county by county, encouraging people to get out for Trump and against Amendment 3 in Missouri.
Talk to me specifically. We can get to the Trump part because that's, of course, a conversation for everybody. It affects everybody. But Amendment 3 is such a huge issue in the state of Missouri. Talk to me real quick about the amendment and what is so important for people to understand when they're choosing yes or no on this particular one.
Well, I sure will. It's very important that people vote no on Amendment 3. This all came about through the initiative petition that is in Missouri. I think we need to change that. But until we can get that done, people are going to put things on the ballot through simple signatures. And this is one of them that will be enshrined in the Constitution of the state of Missouri that will legalize abortions and sex change mutilations for young people, minors, without the consent of their parents, and taxpayers could possibly be put on the hook for this.
It's outrageous.
The language is so deceptive in this. It talks about reproductive freedom and reproductive health care. Abortion has nothing to do with reproduction, and yet the left, the Democrats, the progressive woke mob of America have twisted the language and have gotten this on the ballot, and people need to be aware of what they're voting on.
Congressman, this is Ryan Wiggins. There's been a lot of money spent trying to pass this amendment, and I'm hearing that most of that money's from out of state. What are some messages that people have been just bombarded with that you're like, no, that is not accurate. You need to know the truth.
Well, I think the number one message that the left tries to propagate and promulgate on the American people is that this is about telling a woman what she should do with her body. And look, I firmly believe that we're talking about two bodies here, two bodies connected by one umbilical cord. And it's not about the simple health care of the mother. This is about exterminating the life of another human being growing inside of another body. And so when we're talking about abortion, we're talking about the death of something I believe is God's creation. I truly believe, though, that we need to change the way that we talk about abortion in America. We need to come alongside the mother. She is just as important as this baby. And I firmly believe in life-affirming care for the mother and the baby that God is growing inside of her. Two bodies connected by one umbilical cord and both precious to God.
Oh, I amen to that. 100% agree with that. I'm a huge advocate for life, and I understand that there is a moral, ethical principle that needs to be discussed, in my opinion, first with our culture, and then hopefully downstream in our politics that it reacts to it. I would ask you, Congressman, to push the Republican Party to really uphold the idea and honestly invest in the idea of adoption for these families. I feel like the Republican Party is dramatically missing out on the opportunity to talk about adoption as an alternative to abortion. And I think that is the pro-woman message that needs to be added to the mix.
We had a prayer rally here in Cass County in the western part of Missouri. A couple of hundred people turn out Saturday, specifically for three reasons, really: to defeat Amendment 3, to protect Donald J. Trump, and for a free and fair election tomorrow. We had two incredible testimonies, one from Melissa Oden, and you can go to our website, our Facebook site, Mark Alford KC, and check it out. Melissa Oden survived an abortion. And if people don't think this can happen, it happens on average 7 times a year in America where the babies are aborted and they live. And she is one of those to testify to that and what she went through and what she's going through now. She's reconnected with her birth mother and has a relationship with her. The other person is named Danny. She's had, I think, 10 children altogether, but 7 of them were aborted.
Yeah.
And she lives with that guilt and shame, but she is turning that around and trying to be a message to other people that abortion is not a viable birth control solution, and that's what she was using it for. We do have to offer help and guidance for these moms. That's one thing the Shiloh Center in Cass County is doing, coming alongside women, educating them, encouraging them, giving them alternatives to abortion. And God forbid, if this does become enshrined in our Constitution tomorrow, where abortion is legal in Missouri, we have got to make sure that we are even more so encouraging women to choose life, and we can help with that.
Yes, and to show up with that support and back it up and care about the life the entire way through. I completely agree. We're speaking with Congressman Mark Alford of Missouri's 4th Congressional District. I want to shift gears a little bit. Amendment 3, you've got a huge advocacy against Amendment 3, of course, but also on a national scale, Donald Trump is on the top of the ballot. Missouri, I assume, will feel a little bit of a Trump lift down ballot. Are you feeling like people are motivated on the red side of the aisle right now to show up? I mean, it's kind of hard to advocate much more for early voting because we're pretty much there. We're pretty much there right now. How are you feeling about the enthusiasm for Republicans so far?
Annie, I am 61 years old. I have voted in every election I could since I was 18. I went with my dad as a child to vote, and went with him in the polling place, and we grew up voting on election day. It was almost like a national holiday. I have never seen this type of voter turnout, especially for early voting. The Republicans, led by Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker Johnson, Steve Scalise, we have been on a encouragement campaign to get people to vote early. Republican conservatives want to wait till election day to do so, and I understand that. But if you're in a, God forbid, a car wreck, or you're sick, or something happens, a family emergency, and you can't vote, then your vote doesn't count. And so I am so encouraged by the numbers. I think in some places 2-1 Republicans are turning out over Democrats. The other thing that I'm encouraged by, and I just got off the campaign trail with Steve Scalise, helping other candidates out in Pennsylvania, Maryland, Virginia, and other states in the Northeast, trying to help flip some of these blue seats to Republican and help us grow our majority in the House. But there are people in record numbers switching over to the Republican Party. You talked about it in the previous segment. Union workers, the fabric of America, people who work with their hands and they get dirty and they just want to be part of a normal America. And that's what we're offering. We're offering normalcy. We're offering common sense. And people are moving over. I'm very encouraged about tomorrow.
The only concern that I have, which will remain to be seen as the results come in, is that I've used this. I've tried to simplify it. If you've got 100 voters and 100 of them used to vote on Election Day, and now 90 of them are voting early and 10 of them show up to vote on Election Day, you still got 100 voters. Do you feel like that there's been an expanse in who's showing up to vote, and it's not just a shift of a date and time of when they're voting?
I think we have energized, and Donald Trump has led the way on this. We have energized Republican voters to get out and actually make a difference. It did not happen 4 years ago, especially Christians, I think, who sat home because for whatever reason they didn't think Donald Trump was the perfect guy. And look, he is not the perfect guy, but we're not electing Jesus Christ to the presidency of the United States. We're electing a flawed person just like you are, just like I am, to go there and be a voice of reason, to sit behind that resolute desk and be the resolute leader that we need in a time of trouble where we have enemies who want to kill us and we have enemies within who want to do the same. And I'm telling you what, I think Republicans are realizing that it's time to get out there and make a difference, to truly take America back. And if you're listening right now and you don't know what it means, or you're offended by what that phrase is, take America back, then I don't think you have an understanding of just how close we are to going over the edge. I think this is the last hope for America.
Congressman, what do you think is the number one issue driving voters in Missouri specifically?
It's all about security. I've been saying this for 2 years now, and I ran on this, and I've encouraged President Trump, and he's picked up some of this as well. This is about security at our border, to make sure we have a secure border and that some 11 million illegal aliens do not end up as voting citizens that can sway the control of the House and sway our elections. And also, we need security in our economy. This current president, this administration, has done nothing but to drive our economy into the ground with its war on fossil fuels. It's driven up prices for everyone, record high inflation. Yeah, inflation has come down, but gas still hasn't come down. I was just in a meat market here in our district. Bacon is $9.36 cents a pound. I can't afford to eat bacon anymore. That's crazy. And yet that's what the American people are living with. And the third point about security, you've got border security, economic security, and our personal security. People simply want to feel safe. And with what's been going on in our local governments and our prosecuting offices, and the influence by George Soros to turn people, criminals, out onto the streets, and Kamala Harris is a big part of this, people do not feel safe in their homes or in their towns. And we've got to restore that. Donald Trump's going to do that, and that's going to drive people out to vote.
Congressman Mark Elford, thank you for being with us today. You represent the 4th Congressional District in the state of Missouri. Across the entire state, we are hoping for just a lot of clarity on this Amendment 3 for tomorrow and a great election where everybody turns out and has their voices be heard. We appreciate you sharing your voice with us today here on our show.
Well, thank you so much. God bless you. Please pray for President Trump. Pray for the defeat of Amendment 3 and pray that we have a free and fair election tomorrow.
Yes, all of that. Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Congressman. We look forward to having you back.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I echo all of those sentiments. Great to speak with the congressman there from across the state. We're going to take a quick break when we come back. Wiggins America, the Monday Roundup, the things you might have missed over the weekend, which should probably all be news to me. Maybe. I didn't look at your stories. I'm going to be honest.
Oh, good. Because there's
turning you loose.
It's, yeah, there's a wide variety.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tune into the next segment.
Okay.
Along with you. Go vote in the YouTube live chat poll. We need your feedback, folks. Want to know what the Annie Fry Show audience is made up of right now. Are you a Trump voter? And what does that mean? Are you a repeat Trump voter? A first-time Trump voter? You're not a Trump voter, or you're not a voter at all? Annie Fry YouTube channel and the live broadcast. You'll find the live chat. Go vote there. Wiggins America, next.
Wiggins.
Oh! Monday Roundup.
This here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Like I said, I got stuff that's all over the board here. So before we get into the election stories and some of the other kind of weird ones, let's start with this one from Halloween. Dentist over the weekend says that it's not a trick. Eating Halloween candy is better all in one sitting.
Say what? Wait, like eat it all at one sitting?
The dentist says.
Wait a second. Better for who?
Better for your teeth. Better for your teeth.
Oh, not now, her. Not the dentist.
Well, yeah, that's true. I guess.
Because I have questions.
Yeah, the dentist wants you to go to sleep with a hard piece of hard candy in your mouth every night. That's good for his business. But he is saying that if you don't want to come see him as often, it's better to eat all of your candy in one sitting because a few pieces in one sitting is better than spreading it out. This way, your teeth are battered with sugar all at once, and you can brush your teeth or even drink water to clear it out. If you're eating a piece of candy here or there throughout the day, your contact time with the sugar will end up doing more damage.
So what they're
damage.
Saying is, you're going to eat X amount of candy a day after Halloween.
Yes.
Just whatever you're going to eat, pick a time and eat it all.
Just do it.
Yeah. Don't graze.
Yep. You know what? And my doctor, Ty Parker, Fountains Family Dentistry, told me the same thing before, not about candy.
Nice.
But he said the same thing about soda. He said, if you're going to drink a soda with lunch, go right ahead. But just have it. Don't be sipping on it all day because it's much worse for your teeth. Although I would think that it's probably better for my blood sugar if I'm spreading it out. So,
well, I don't think your dentist is really worried about your blood sugar.
I don't think he is either.
I mean, that's probably not entirely true, but mostly.
I think that's not his area of concern.
He might be concerned, though, because he's your friend.
He is my friend. Yeah. And I told him, Dr. Ty Parker, I have diabetes.
Sort of.
He's like, well, spread your sugar out then, my man.
Is that how he said it, too?
Not really.
Okay.
In my head, all my friends speak that way because we're just friends. You know, we're just hanging out.
That's I wonder what you sound like to them.
Probably similar.
I doubt it.
My man.
All right, next one. Voters can't wear campaign garb into polling places in most states. It's a law in South Carolina. I was going to say South Dakota. It's a law in South Carolina, not a courtesy. And that sparked almost a fight in Orangeburg County at the end of last week. The phrase that was on the person's hat is what was in contention here. Now,
is it like, I love my country?
It just said,
did it just
America.
Say America yeah, across the top?
It just had a trash can on it.
Get out of here. You know, that's the kind of stuff we're talking about actually yeah. here, though. Not that specifically.
Garbage okay. take?
But it. I don't know if you've seen the videos of people going to the polling places wearing the garbage
Are
can
people doing
outfits
that?
Or wearing a garbage bag. You know, you
garbage
really can't
vest.
Say anything against that because it's a political statement, but it's nonspecific.
Right.
And that's kind of where this is. It says state law doesn't allow campaign materials within 500 feet of the entrance to a polling location in South Carolina. And that rule isn't limited to candidates. It also means voters can't broadcast their support of anyone on the ballot by distributing or wearing hats, shirts, buttons, pins, flyers, anything. But a voter didn't want to remove his hat, which said, "Let's go, Brandon."
It's kind he's not of even a, running.
That's true. I didn't even think
he's
about that
He's not even
fact.
In the race.
That's very true. I mean, if you assume that that's about Joe Biden, which is, you could make
that's
a case.
That's not even what they were saying.
You know,
Let's
guy,
Go, Brandon is just a filter on a news report
uh-huh.
from a reporter probably innocently peddling fake news.
Hey, this guy could have had a friend named Brandon yeah. that he was encouraging to go.
Was it the best day or the worst day for Brandon's everywhere?
I'm not sure.
I guess it really depends
on which side of the aisle you're on.
Yeah,
because
yeah,
I was texting like, my friend Brandon McQuett that day, like, hey, man, let's go, Brandon.
Let's go. He's like, where?
And he's like, what are you talking about? And probably within a week, he saw every bumper sticker in the country. the argument escalated. Now, this is kind of a side part of the story, because really the point is, can you wear that kind of thing? But the argument escalated between the voter and the poll workers. After cursing and being told he couldn't vote, the voter threw his hat toward the bystander in line who was videotaping the dispute. Then he turned to confront another poll worker who told him to leave. The poll worker appears to slap the guy.
Slap the hat wearer?
Yes, which he wasn't wearing anymore.
Wait, the poll worker.
So he cusses at somebody. Probably says, like, blank you, I can wear whatever I want.
No, he said, let's go Brandon,
yeah.
you. What's your name?
Right.
Let's go Jane.
Jill. Yeah.
Yeah.
Karen.
But the poll worker then looks like she slaps him,
oh,
and people stepped in to hold them back from each other, according to the video circulating. Now, but the question is, what about Let's Go Brandon? The article goes on to explain he probably has a legal case here because he wasn't wearing something that is specific to a
yeah.
candidate, especially like you said,
yeah.
not even on the ballot.
No.
So that's an interesting one.
That is incredibly interesting.
If you wear a hat that says, like, Obama sucks.
That's a good question because he's not on the ballot.
Same thing as Let's Go Brandon.
Yeah. He's not on the ballot. Wait, Brandon's even more ambiguous because it's not even saying a candidate.
Yeah.
So I think the garbage bag thing is probably a good example of that because most everybody's going to know the political statement you're making, but you're not actually saying anything about a particular candidate.
Yeah. What if I'm just aspire to be a garbage man?
Yeah. Or wear garbage
decided
products.
To
yeah, that.
Come out of the closet in the
this
election.
Is, yeah. This is how I identify. Yeah.
I know that this is bad timing, everybody, but I love wearing garbage. And I didn't know
what
how to
odds,
tell everybody.
Man?
Oh, man, I've been doing this for months.
Yeah. Oh, no, now it's political. All right. Here's a really weird one that I thought I had to bring up because it's so strange. Olivia Rodrigo, to explain who that is, Gen Z.
She's a music star.
All right, thank
Pop
you.
Pop star.
That was that first bump song that we played.
Didn't know yeah. we had Gen Z in the
You're
room.
You're kidding.
No.
That was Olivia Rodrigo?
Yeah.
See, that's how much I know.
Well, good for you.
She has an out-of-this-world date question. Whenever she goes on a date with somebody, which I'm sure is not contrived at all, you know, I'm sure she's just like swiping right on a dating app. Well, it's Olivia Rodrigo, sure. The biggest red flag, she says, and is a very oddly specific question that she asks guys on first dates. I always ask them if they would want to go to space.
What are the consequences of saying yes or no?
Well, that's my question for you. Do you think that Olivia, you want to go on more dates with Olivia Rodrigo?
Me?
Yeah, put yourself in these shoes.
I'm happy.
Do you answer yes to this question? I do want to go to space, or no to this question? What do you think she's looking for?
I don't care what she's looking for, but my answer is no.
Okay.
A part of me that wants to go to space. So yeah. I would say.
So you would say yes?
Yeah, I think I'd like to.
I would also say yes.
No, you guys don't really want to do it.
Yes, I
no,
do.
You don't.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
If you got an all expenses paid opportunity to go to outer space, you would say yes?
Like up and down with Blue Horizon or whoever?
Up and down's kind of the worry.
Yeah. Yeah, I would say yes.
I would absolutely do it.
No, the worry's not up and down. The worry is up and that's it.
Up and stay
or down really fast.
What is scarier, going up and then not being able to come back home and just floating in outer space till you die or blowing up?
Blowing up is scarier, but you'd have a longer time to sit there and, well, sing David Bowie, really. I'm sitting in my tin can far above the world. You just sing it for eons. Because I'm sure you wouldn't starve or anything else first.
I have to imagine that's a bigger fear than blowing up.
Anyway,
I like how the segment's just over.
To
we
conclude,
don't even know what she was doing.
If you wanted to go on more dates with Rodrigo, you would have said no.
Get a girl.
Because she says if you want to go to space, you're too full of yourself.
Checks out.
Says Ethan, who's in space right now. Oh, let's take a quick break. When we come back, Steve Moore, Trump economic advisor on the election. Don't go away.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.